Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to our special edition of our March Madness Men's Basketball National Championship podcast. On this podcast, you'll hear my post-game interviews on the floor with Ochai Agbaji, who is the most outstanding player for Kansas, Remy Martin, back in the locker room with the head coach, Bill Self, and then Hubert Davis from North Carolina, who was very gracious in talking to me after the loss to Kansas. We'll also have my top 10 moments of March Madness. So this national championship game lived up to its billing. 40-25, North Carolina led Kansas at the half. Looked like suddenly it was going to be a blowout. Very similar to what happened to Kansas against Miami in the Elite Eight in Chicago. They were down double figures. They came storming back and blew out the Hurricanes in the second half. Well, this wasn't a blowout in the second half. It came down to the last couple possessions. And Kansas prevailed 72-69. David McCormick with the clinching basket. He ended up finishing with 15 and 10. They had contributions all over their lineup. Ochai Agbaji, who was the MOP, the most outstanding player, he had 12. Remy Martin, who had struggled in the national semifinal game, he finished with 14. Dave McCormick, as I said, outstanding. Jalen Wilson had 15. What was really unfortunate for North Carolina, three different injuries. Caleb Love, who was 5 of 24 for 13 points, he had an ankle injury that he had to play with. Puff Johnson, who came off the bench, scored 11 points, got hit in the stomach and lost his breath. Took him a while to get back from that. And then Armando Bacot. Looked like he may not even play in this game after he sprained his ankle late in the national semifinal victory over Duke. He ends up re-spraining that ankle in tears on the bench. Such an unfortunate sight. Felt so bad for him. He finishes with 15 and 15. He ended up 3 of 13, 9 of 13 at the free throw line. Just a gutsy effort from Armando Bacot. Had he stayed on the floor, might have had a different outcome because McCormick ended up scoring the winning basket and there was an opening there because Bacot wasn't there. Brady Manick, by the way, also had 13 and 13. He made major contributions and overall just an outstanding performance. Great game that we were privileged to watch. So, let's get to our winning interviews on the floor with Ochai Agbaji, then Remy Martin, and head coach Bill Self. Ochai Agbaji, the most outstanding player. You're down 15. This was just like Chicago on Sunday. What was said in halftime to get it done?
Coach was actually firing up this time instead of the Miami game. We just showed up. We knew it was going to be a long game, a long second half, and we just had to take it for 4 minutes at a time.
What was, though, the key to turn it in that second half in your favor with that huge run to start the second half?
I would say just defensive stops. I think really just, getting up there and pressuring them, making it as easy for them to get, those baskets they were getting in the first half. So we were just executing defensively, and then obviously offense came through.
You've had an unbelievable year. Naismith finalist, most outstanding player in this event. You were supposed to redshirt. This was not supposed to happen. How did you write this script?
Hard work. I'm not doing anything else behind the scenes besides hard work. And this is what I do. This is what I work for. And to see this pay off is just so special.
You're from the state. What does Kansas across your chest mean now that you're a national champion?
It means it's, it has my heart. It really has my heart now. Now seeing this, now experiencing this at the top level, and obviously bringing bringing some hardware home for Lawrence is something that means, you know, that I'm going to hold a place in my heart for.
Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
Remy, you came from Arizona State to do this. How did you guys come back from 15 to win the national title?
We took it upon ourselves to lock in on defense. Lock in on defense. That's the game. That our defense was going to be our offense. We knew that we were going to score buckets in the second half. We just had to take care of the defensive end. And we did that. It was a collective effort. DeJuan Harris did a great job coming off, and I just had to end it.
You know, when you were at Arizona State, you beat Kansas.
Yeah.
At what point did you say, you know what, I want to join this team and win a national championship?
Off season, when I realized, man, I got you know, an opportunity to do something special, and I knew the guys that were coming back and the pieces they had, and Coach Self had tremendous trust in me, and I had trust in him, and you know, I could say it all worked out.
You struggled a little on Saturday night.
Yes.
You picked your spots. How did it feel to knock down a big time shot to help Kansas win the national championship?
It feels great, man. These guys have been awesome throughout the year. I've been injured, I've been going through ups and downs, and these guys stay consistent. And I'm just so happy that I could help this team win a national championship. I'm honored to wear this jersey, and I love Kansas. I love Coach Self, I love this, my teammates, and thank you for everybody.
You're a Jayhawk for life, and you're a national champion, Remy. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
Well, Bill, we talked about this. 2020, you guys were supposed to be the number one team, supposed to win the title that year. Everything gets shut down. 2 years later, you accomplish that goal. How are you feeling about the way things have happened over the last 2 years?
Well, they say things happen for a reason. So, you know, there's no guarantee you could ever win anything in this tournament, obviously. But we had a good chance, and I wish Doak and Marcus could have been here tonight, obviously, and Isaiah. But Dot's here, and I gave him my hat because that could have easily been his hat in 20. So I'm so happy and thrilled for our guys and our school and our fan base. It was so special.
10 years ago, you were in this building. You lost to Kentucky. Last time you won was 08. How long ago does that feel between championships, 08 to 22?
Oh, it is. It's a long time. It's 14 years. We've had some really good teams and some great players during that stretch. Of course, Kansas is always going to have good guys, but it's been a while. But you know, these things don't fall off trees. I mean, they're hard to get, and I think I could be wrong, but there's only a handful of programs that's won two in the last 14 years, and we've become one of them now. So really excited about that.
You load the wagon. What's your dad thinking right now if he's watching you?
He would be totally embarrassed because I've talked about him, and other people have asked about him because he never wanted to be about him at all. But I know he's so proud, and he'd be proud of these guys because the way he kind of lived his life, like many, you know, whose parents grew up in the Depression or whatever, it was a no free lunch mentality. You get what you earn, and don't expect anything more than that. And so he would love this team.
Congratulations, Bill.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy Katz, that guy will rank his wife's dinners. He'll rank anything.
All right, for our final edition of Katz Ranks here in the NCAA tournament, my top 10 moments of this March Madness tournament in 2022. Number one, Kansas winning the national championship. The first since 2008. Last time Bill Self won his only championship. He came back from 15 down to win the championship over North Carolina. The largest comeback ever in a championship game. That's number one. Number two, the epic battle between North Carolina and Duke. First time they've ever played in the NCAA tournament, let alone the Final Four. Number three, Coach K exits the stage. His last game as head coach at Duke after 42 years. Breaking John Wooden's record, 13 Final Fours, loses to North Carolina on this floor at the Superdome in his last game as head coach. Number four, fans are back. After the bubble in 2021 in Indianapolis, where there was limited fans, not the same, no tournament in 2020, the fans were back all across March Madness, every venue, great atmospheres, especially here at the Superdome in New Orleans. And because we were in a warm weather city, it kind of felt like the first time since 2018 when we were in San Antonio. 2019 was in Minnesota, so it was a little cold. Number five, unfortunately, injuries. Justin Moore of Villanova tears his Achilles toward the end of the Houston game. Armando Bacot, twice in the Final Four, has an ankle injury. Unfortunate, Moore was not able to play in this Final Four. It clearly affected Villanova. This is such an unfortunate situation for Moore. And then again for Bacot, not able to finish the national championship game. Number six, St. Peter's. A 15 seed, first time ever a 15 seed ends up getting to the Sweet 16. Peacocks out of the map. Didn't even win the regular season, won the tournament. They knock off Kentucky in a 15-2. They beat Murray State. They shocked Purdue in Philadelphia, the school from Jersey City. And then they fell to North Carolina. Number seven, Drew Timmy of Gonzaga. An epic interview that I had with him after they knocked off Memphis out in Portland. Scored 21 to 25 points in the second half. He didn't curse, but he came close. Number eight, Houston's run to the Elite Eight under Kelvin Sampson. They lost at the beginning of the season their two best offensive players, and yet the Cougars still won the American Athletic Conference, knocked off the number one seed Arizona before losing to Villanova in the Elite Eight. Number nine, Providence getting to the Sweet 16. Ed Cooley ends up winning the Naismith Coach of the Year. Ed Cooley from Providence is a dreamer whose dreams came true. National Coach of the Year gets the Friars back to the Sweet 16 before they lost to Kansas. And lastly, a little lighter moment, the Indiana cheerleaders out in Portland. They couldn't get the ball down, trying with a broom. They hold a chair for Mateus Toss and Trace Jackson Davis. Indiana and St. Mary's are gonna maybe stand up to try to get it. No. Andrew Kettelon from CBS called it out, bring out the cheerleaders. They end up getting that ball down, and it was one of the highlights of March Madness. So those are my top 10 moments of this tournament. Well, Hubert, an unbelievable game. Came down to basically a possession or two. What are you feeling right now after this an unbelievable effort over the course of this entire tournament and this season?
I told the team that, you know, I can't remember a time where I feel like I'm supposed to feel disappointed, but I'm just filled with thankfulness and I'm so proud of them. I just am. These guys, their toughness, their perseverance, their willingness to continue to fight and become the best team that they could be, I'm just so thankful for them. They gave this program, this university, they gave themselves and me everything that they had. And just really have to compliment Kansas. Congratulations to Coach Bill Self. They were more deserving tonight. And at the end of the day, they just made a couple more plays down the stretch than we did. And you have to give credit to Kansas.
The effort from your guys through injuries. Caleb Love was hobbling. Puff Johnson took a shot to the belly. And then Armando Bacot, you know, the way he played through the ankle, and then it happens again. How are those three doing, dealing with all that, trying to finish this game?
Well, we've had to deal with adversity all year, and one of the things that I'm most proud about is they've always gotten back up. You know, you're always going to get knocked down, and you have a choice to stay down and whine and complain and point fingers and make excuses, or you can get back up and compete and fight. And that's what each individual and our team has done all season. That's what has allowed us to get to the championship game.
And finally, Hubert, what are you going to remember most about coaching this group?
I'm going to remember a lot of things. There's a lot of things going through my mind now. I told you this whole year has been great, but it's been busy and it's been hard to catch your breath and be able to take in the moment. It takes me time to just figure out what just happened, but I know it's filled with a lot of blessings and thankfulness.
Thank you, Hubert. Appreciate everything.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of March Madness Men's Basketball. We're going to take a little bit of a hiatus, but not immediately, because on Tuesday night, on the BR app, at 8:30 p.m., assuming my flight is on time, we're going to unveil my Power 36
for the 2023 season. You can hold me to it, but don't, because there's going to be a lot of changes with the NBA draft and transfers and all that, but we'll have fun with it. So an outstanding tournament. Love the fact that the fans were back. We had a great time here in New Orleans. And as always, all our content lives on at March Madness MBB, NCAA.com. A big thank you to Abby Stoltz, the entire Turner Sports, Bleacher Report, and NCAA.com team. Wrapping up here on the floor at the Superdome, I'm Andy Katz. Thanks for listening.